People in Knoxville, Tennessee, without employer-provided insurance, looking to buy coverage through the state exchange, will be able to for next year. This week, Blue Cross Blue Shield announced it's re-entering the Knoxville market just 3 months after the only remaining insurer there, Humana, said it was pulling out. That would have left people in Knoxville with no option to buy individual insurance as mandated by the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare. So what does the Blue Cross re-entry mean in the bigger picture? Max Blau is Southern correspondent for our partners at STAT, the Health and Medicine publication. And Max, Blue Cross Blue Shield sent a letter to Tennessee's insurance commissioner explaining their decision. It had 3 points. One, that they feel there had been volatility in the exchanges and Blue Cross was losing money before, but things have calmed down a bit.
Yeah, I think from Blue Cross Blue Shield's perspective, they saw risk lower over the past year. And to some, they have seen that as a sign of maybe that Obamacare is not collapsing in the way that Republican lawmakers around this country have suggested it is collapsing, in terms of that there's no hope for insurers to provide insurance to residents in places like Knoxville. However, you know, to make this work for Blue Cross Blue Shield, they are expecting to see rates increase in terms of premiums. And while things will be slightly better for Knoxville residents, they should also be bracing for health insurance increases in costs over the next year come 2018.
Right. Well, you quote Larry Levitt, who's senior vice president of the Kaiser Family Foundation. He marked up the letter, as you say, on Twitter. He interpreted the paragraph from Blue Cross Blue Shield where they said, you know, while it was pretty rocky, we had volatility, we had losses, our 2017 performance has improved because of better claims experience and more sustainable rate structure based on the medical needs of members we're serving. So Larry Levin interpreted this. He scribbled on the letter, ACA not collapsing. There were some who have said that the problem with Obama's Affordable Care Act is it does need tweaking. It does, you know, insurance companies do need help coming into these exchanges. So some are interpreting that as Blue Cross Blue Shield saying, you know, we're thinking things have calmed down a bit. But they're also looking ahead to the Republican health plan. And Blue Cross Blue Shield seems to be critical of that in this letter, saying that they're thinking there's going to be even more of a need. Explain that paragraph.
Yeah, absolutely. They are hedging their bets here, I think, with this letter. They are, on one hand, committing to be in the marketplace for 2018, but this is not a long-term commitment. This is not a guarantee for 2019 or 2020. Much of that, as you suggested, is related to the AHCA. And
the Republican plan, yeah.
Yes, and as part of that, there are certain things that help reduce the risk from Blue Cross Blue Shield's perspective. Some of those are key tenets of Obamacare. It is individual mandates that require people to buy insurance or to have insurance of some kind to help offset some of the risk from individuals who either had chronic conditions, pre-existing conditions, or other expensive healthcare costs.
Well, you mentioned that the premiums are going to be higher, and Blue Cross Blue Shield seems to be saying we're going to have to price in some of these potential changes down the road, risks that include but are not limited to the elimination of cost-sharing reduction subsidies. Under Obamacare, very low-income people had some subsidies to help them afford insurance. The removal of the individual mandate. Again, Blue Cross Blue Shield saying if that goes, we're going to have to raise our premium because we won't have healthier people, and the collection of the health insurer tax. So they're cautioning that some of the things that the Republican House plan included will make it probable that they'll have to price in those downside risks, as Blue Cross Blue Shield puts it. They also say, though, that they feel that they have a responsibility.
Absolutely. And you've seen this from Blue Cross Blue Shield in Arizona last year. There was a county, Pinal County, it's a rural county. I believe it was about 10,000 people who lived there. We're faced with a situation where the last insurer pulled out, and for a moment through late last summer, we're facing a scenario where there was no one to buy insurance from in their exchange. And at the last minute, Blue Cross Blue Shield decided to step in, and that was seen as a good thing. However, for people who live there, premiums increased by over 50% there. So while Blue Cross Blue Shield has, in multiple states, shown a commitment to stepping in where no other insurers were left, they're anticipating higher costs in doing that and are building in premium hikes in the short term in case, you know, any of these changes happen in terms of the Affordable Care Act's repeal.
Max Blau, Southern correspondent for our partners at STAT. Max, thank you.
Thank you for your time.